Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers. It's a crash course for the ravers. Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
And the time some outdoor action got us kicked out of the park. Getting frisky in the dark, I gave your eye a poke. I think the dog is also in the bed. Do I smell smoke? You and me, we never give up, you and me. We never, ever, ever give up. Getting hot and heavy with the whipped cream that we bought. Undressing in the kitchen and then getting caught. So many things can go wrong, but we still can get it right. You and me, we're not gonna give up tonight.
You didn't give up on sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org.
Boy, we got options tonight.
Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
Black soul right through my bones. It's black soul. I'm all alone. Sleepless nights drain me. So
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes, Helen there with Pitch Black Soul, brand new from their self-titled album. Helen, and let me put up their mics. And yes, you guys are live now. I have Helen right here in the studio. What's up, guys?
What up? Shout out to Tufts.
Yeah, shout out to Tufts.
Thanks for the parties.
Good to have you. Good to have you. So you're all from the area, Somerville?
Yeah, we all grew up on Ossipee Road, right outside of Teal Square. Yeah.
Nice.
There's a bunch of little apartments there that like Tufts kids usually rent out.
There's three houses on the street that was all Tufts kids.
Well, sounds like a party street, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, a little bit.
Mostly at our house, though.
Mostly. I know. We didn't do the Tufts
scene. Right?
You grew up right down the street, but you didn't know this station was right here, huh?
I didn't. This place is amazing. Yeah.
I love the
vinyls. Thank you.
There's so much vinyl.
Yeah, you have to check out. You said you didn't see them across the way. The room over there is like nuts.
Yeah.
But how long have you guys been together? Well, two of you are brothers, right?
All three of us are brothers.
All three of you are brothers.
Yeah.
Yep.
I should have guessed. Because you two look alike. You two sound exactly alike.
That's rad. It is funny.
But we've been playing. We've been playing since we were kids. Helen has been together, I think, since 2011.
Okay.
We named the band after our grandmother when she passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, right after that, we named the band Helen. So.
Rest in peace, Helen.
Yes.
Thank you.
Rest in peace.
You guys are definitely going to. Her name will live on for sure here.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. It's pretty cool to get to.
That's a great way to do
keep
it.
Keep her memory alive.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right on.
Yeah.
But, So, what town? 2011, you said?
Yeah.
Yep. Got together?
2011, when she passed away. We kind of hadn't been playing a lot together, and then when she passed away, it kind of just brought us closer together and with the music and everything.
So right.
Yeah, I mean, it only took us 6 years to put an album.
I know.
Well, we were Helen, and we didn't put a CD out, and, like, I had written a few of the songs that are on the album, and then I moved away for a couple years, and then I came back, and then we were just like, all right.
Introduce yourselves, Liam. You know, full names.
I'm Liam McCain.
Okay.
I'm the guitarist and the lead singer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Lucas McCain. I'm the bass player.
And I'm Joe McCain, and I'm the drummer.
So the McCains. You'd think it would be the band would be McCain, but it's so much nicer, Helen. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. We do. Me and Lucas do a duo thing, like cover stuff, like up at Orleans and Davis Square and
the
stuff.
The McCain
and,
Bros.
And just the McCain Brothers.
So that's cool.
Cover Sublime and classic rock and shit.
Right on, right on. Oh, gotta keep the swearing down. No problem. But gotta keep it. He said nothing. He said snit.
Talking about ships.
So you've been basically a club band, but recently you put out this album, and where did you record it at?
We recorded up at the Den Studios with Doug Batchelder in North Reading. Shout out to Doug, he's a man.
Yeah, very nice studio. Yeah,
hey, Doug.
Douglas.
Good stuff. Do you want to start off with a song here before
sure.
we talk some more?
And yeah, sure.
Do something live?
Sure.
Looks like you're all ready.
I think so.
This is Helen on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. What are you going to play for us here?
Just want to do Locked in My Mind.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do Locked in My Mind. It's like if there was a single off the album, it would be this song.
Okay.
There is no single, but you want me to start? I'm hopeless.
kicking rocks in my face. Locked in my mind. Feel the stars, my
great stuff.
Thanks,
man. Helen here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. So what's going on now, guys? You guys want to plug some shows? And
yeah, man, we're playing so next Friday we're playing Thunder Road with Reverse, and I think doors open at 8 there. Show starts around 9. That's going to be a fun one. And then April 7th we're playing PA's Lounge with
me,
with you,
Thigh Scrapers. We'll have to get the list of all the bands.
I think it's Thigh Scrapers. Catalina, so Catalina Shortwave,
right?
And I think it's Corner Soul.
No. There's the No Shows.
Is it the No Shows?
The No Shows is one.
What if they don't show up?
That's a good name for a band. Do you like that?
Yeah, find out the bands we're playing in. This is horrible. But it will be a PA's Lounge on the 7th. Helen, the Thigh Scrapers, Catalina Shortwave.
Oh, yo, we want to shout out Dana Colley. He's listening right now.
Hey, Dana.
What up, Dana? What up, Dana?
Thanks for tuning in.
So Catalina Shortwave, Thigh Scrapers, Helen, No Shows, and Corner Soul.
Okay, so only 4 bands. I thought there were 5.
No, 5. Yeah. So...
You kidding me?
So the No Shows and Corner Soul.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I hear you. Catalina Shortwave, Helen, and the Thighs. That makes 5.
Yeah. Smath, ladies and gentlemen.
Right on.
It took us a while to figure it out. We got it. We got it now.
So what's going on in the lives of you guys? Who are your influences?
Me, vocally, Miles Kennedy. From Alter Bridge, and he sang with Slash on a couple albums and just put out his first solo album, which is awesome. And then Chris Cornell, probably.
How about you guys?
A lot of stuff.
The first song, especially the recording, reminded me a lot of Chris Cornell.
I wore a songbook out, his acoustic album, just like... I can't even count how many times
I almost commented that reminded me a lot like Chris Cornell. But some people you don't know, you don't want them to go, ah, really? I didn't. But
no,
I guess I would have nailed it with that.
If someone is like, hey, you remind me of Chris Cornell, I'm just like, oh, thank you so much.
Just take it as a compliment.
Huh? Yeah.
I met him once, actually.
Did you really?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I used to work at ZLX, and he did a...
Okay.
Actually, that was... I was working for BCN, and he did a little thing there, and yeah, it was cool.
That's sick.
Very
We've
cool.
We've seen him do a live show in
Yeah, we watched him do
Boston.
A songbook in Boston.
Yeah.
It was, the Wang
was
Theater?
It the Wang Theater, yeah. Just a solo acoustic thing.
Yeah, that's what he did at BCN. It was
We were just on, that's on Locked in My Mind, was just on ZLX. You know the Boston Emissions?
Oh, yeah.
Joe Wood?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've had the number one song for the last 2 weeks, so.
I used to relieve her after Boston Emissions. I would come on and do my shift.
Okay,
I was the overnight guy for 4 years over there.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So I know Angel well.
Yeah, yeah.
How about you? What are your influences?
A lot of stuff. Zeppelin and like Tool and like a ton of stuff, hip hop and metal and everything in between.
Right on.
Jazz music, just trying to get my ears on anything that I can hear, basically.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same as him. Like
same guys.
Classic rock, Zep, obviously.
We're all Zep heads.
Oh yeah, I was a huge Zep head in high school.
There was a period where I did not like, if you tried to even show me something that wasn't Led Zeppelin, I was like, "Are you kidding me? Is it
is it in
the Zeppelin catalog? Because if it's not, I don't really care."
I got to the point I think I did wear myself out on them, but
oh,
you know,
yeah.
So now I occasionally play Zep, but it has to be something really rare or a live version. Like, I can't just play those songs they play over and over again.
I always bump
you know?
It. Like, if it's on the radio, I always bump it, and I love it. But, like, I find myself now not, like, choosing to listen to, like, a ton of Zeppelin.
Right.
Because I feel like I listen to...
Whenever I choose to listen to them, I always put on Physical Graffiti.
Physical Graffiti. Yeah, probably the most unplayed album on...
Yeah, it's definitely...
Terrestrial radio. Yeah, yeah, I hear you. For me too, yeah. Right on. Ready for another song?
Yeah.
Do you want me to play something off the CD? What would you like?
I'm gonna play something off the CD, I guess.
You wanna play? Do you wanna play Shot of Man? I feel like it's never been touched by the radio, dude.
Basically, hasn't. I guess. So.
Let's play Shot of Man.
The first one?
Yeah, it's like our.
It's heavy.
I mean, that's our heaviest song
Prepare
for sure.
Prepare yourselves, please.
Brace yourselves.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, rock and roll.
It's Helen. This is off their album, self-titled album, Helen, here on MFO, and this one's called Shot a Man. We'll 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and that's Helen with Shot a Man from their album Helen, and I have them right here in the studio. What's going on, guys?
What's up? Nothing, just enjoying the sounds
of America. Sounds of yourself?
Yeah.
It's cool. So, I'm just trying to think something to ask you here. What's your favorite show you did? Have you... What are your shows like? Who shows up at your shows? What's a fan of Helen?
Anyone who's from
people
Somerville,
from Somerville, yeah, basically.
It's like a very awesome following, loyal.
You have a big loyal following.
Super loving and really just nice, loyal people. Like, they just love it. Just love that a lot of us are out here doing something, and we're still doing it in the city that we grew up in.
Your grandmother must be smiling, huh?
Yes.
Oh, I hope so, yeah.
Or pissed that we put her face on shirts.
Yeah, it'd be either way.
I saw that. Describe your shirt.
The picture on the album cover and on the shirts is, I think it was her nursing graduation photo.
It was when she graduated nursing school.
Okay.
And so we just had, I have a friend, Jessica Stout in South Carolina, who, is a graphic designer who did the artwork for us. So
it's actually really cool. I was thinking of a different. I thought I saw a shirt online that it looked like her ID or something.
Oh, we also have that shirt. We have a fake Massachusetts license with her picture on it. Her real picture. We have some larges and XLs of that one or something.
One time I actually had the shirt.
But this is great artwork.
Thank you very much. Someone told us it looked like a cross-dressing Jim Morrison.
I see that.
I was like, okay, all right, I get it. Yeah, that's all right.
But you had a thought. Go ahead.
One time I was wearing the old Helen t-shirt, which was a license with her face on it. It said Helen.
Yep.
And there was a cop in the diner I was at. He was like, "Oh, it's a weird t-shirt there, son. What's that?" And I'm like, "Oh, it's my grandma. It's like a license picture." He's like, "I really think you should have that on a t-shirt, son. It's her address." And I'm like, "It's like not even a real ad. It's like nothing. Yeah. None of the information, like,
it was
yeah,
our old address."
I was like, I'm like, dude, she's dead. Yeah. I'm like, I don't even live there anymore.
What a jerk. Just
he's like exposing her information to the whole
thing.
Like, okay.
Being a cop.
I stole her identity and I wear it on the shirt.
I think he just was giving you a hard time because of your hair.
I know.
Probably found one of your beard hairs
and
his eggs.
And his coffee, yeah.
Yep.
It's not true. I'm well groomed.
He didn't give out enough tickets that day, you know?
Meet his quota.
Right. You going to play us some more stuff today?
Yeah.
All right, what do you got for us?
You want to play Darkest Days?
No.
How many you want to play for us today, live?
Play a couple more, I think.
We'll play a couple more,
Maybe.
Two more, then we'll play another one off the CD?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
That's good.
Do you want to do My Heart Keeps Lying?
Yeah, sure.
I never do that unplugged. All right, this one's called My Heart Keeps Lying. Lying.
Helen on 91.5 WMFO. As if it was my
How can I decide? My heart's against the fence. This weight on me is so heavy.
Here on 91.5 WMFO. What, do you get embarrassed when I say that?
No, that's cool. I feel like I was going to blow the microphone up.
Oh, yeah, I actually had to turn you down a little bit there. I went, whoa. Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, you do. You have those Chris Cornell lungs.
Pipes.
I love Chris Cornell. I literally, the day he died, I like woke up, my phone was like blown up. People are like, I'm so sorry, Liam. So sorry. Like, it's hard to teach. It's like, oh, dude, I'm so sorry about Chris Cornell. I'm like, what the hell happened?
I was, yeah. When I met him, I was actually happy. I actually had a decent story to tell him. Like, you know, everyone else, he just kind of, you could tell he's just like, yeah, whatever, kid, you know. And then, then when I walked up, I'm like, when I saw you, you opened up for Neil Young with Blind Melon. And they were calling it the Godfather of Grunge Tour. And he was like, you saw one of those shows? He's like, we only did a few of those. Those were great, you know. And
that
it was like,
So we had
this great little talk when I met him. Yeah. It was nice.
Man. That's awesome. That sounds so fire.
It was great. Let's go over the other shows you have coming up. We had... We have the April 7th with us.
Mm-hmm.
We have March 16th.
And then next Friday at Thunder Road with our Reverse, who they're also a rock trio from Somerville.
Reverse?
Yes, Reverse.
Yeah. Okay.
They've been around for a while.
Yeah,
Mike Pio's the drummer.
Tell them to hit me up. Maybe I'll have them on.
Ian Kennedy.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'll reach out to him.
Yep, Ian Kennedy, he's the dude that mastered our album too. And
okay.
He's in the band Reverse.
He's the guitarist.
He's the bass player.
Or is he a singer to it?
I never met the... I don't think I've met the bass player. Maybe I have before.
Who's What does Ian Kennedy play?
Ian Kennedy's guitar player. Singer.
Okay.
I'm so sorry that I cannot
also
show.
Also, keep your eyes on Boss and the Mission, because hopefully we'll be in the Rock and Roll Rumble.
There you go.
Yeah, that's the goal. Just keep getting our stuff on in that number one spot for Song of the Week. And
until they get sick of it.
Yeah. You can actually, so if you want to like help vote for that, you can follow us on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You got to type in Helen Band 12 because there's millions of people named Helen, and that's what will come up.
Right.
You just have to scroll down.
Helen Band 12.
Helen Band 12, yeah.
Or like, nah, but on Spotify, it's like, you can just type Helen. You just have to scroll down.
Yeah, and then like,
just look for the logo.
Most music platforms, you just have to kind of go to albums and just go a little further back, and you'll see the picture of our grandmother and stuff, and you'll know it's us.
See the picture of
Yeah. You'll see the logo. Yeah. Okay.
Cross-dressing Jim Morrison.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Damn.
All right.
I forget who said that.
Somebody said it. I can't remember.
Our aunt, like, promotes us more than we promote us.
Yeah.
So, like, I think it was on one of her threads. She's, like, making all sorts of videos.
Well, I agree with her, but... but a handsome woman.
Yeah.
One more live one, and then we'll play a studio one to take us out.
Do you want to do Darkest Days? Or do you want to do, like, Your God?
Is Your God have the breakdown?
In what?
I don't know. Yeah, let's do it.
I don't know which one.
Let's do it. This is Your God.
It's two Your God.
Oh, okay. Well, I said two songs, and you said let's do it.
That's okay.
Let's do it. Do it.
It's okay. Called Your God.
Helen here, 91.5 WMFO, Your God.
You say your God saves you. Well, I don't want him to. You just pray until you're blue in the face. Turn away from those killed by his estate. You're so blind to the ignorance and pain. Your God won't save you. Nations burn in his name. Religion's beast can't be tamed. You just pray until you're blue in the face. Turn away from those killed by his estate. You're so blind to the ignorance and pain. Your God save you in the end. Your God saves no one. He just turns away. How can you turn your eyes from this world?
WMFO in Medford. See them next week at Thunder Road.
Yes.
Thunder Road and Union Square.
Yeah, it's gonna be a fun one.
Summer of Love.
Yeah, yeah.
What is it, next Friday?
Next Friday.
Next Friday.
Yep.
Thunder Road. Well, thank you very much for coming in. What song do you want me to play for?
You want to do Shall Move On?
You want to play that
it's
one?
The last song on the album, which also happens to be one of the first songs we ever wrote.
So
basically,
yeah.
This was like...
We wrote this in 2011, like, yeah, I'm pretty probably. Sure, like, right after my grandmother
passed. And this is the only one on the album that is actually from, like, our original
Helen set list that we played at, like, our first Helen
show. What's the name of it again?
She'll Move On.
It's the last song.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much, guys.
Thank you for having us. Thank you for listening, everybody who's listening.
They are Helen. We're 91.5 WMFO. And, yeah, you'll have to come again. Like, how about, like, 6 months you come and do full band, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be sick. Set up right here. And
that is much more our element.
All right. Definitely. Sounds cool. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
She'll move on without A girl you want. She's just a girl, a girl, a girl you want. and I feel alone. Some are coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind, 'cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright. I'm riding on a midnight train, but everybody does it the same. The subway light is but a reflection. I'm lost, but I've got no direction. And I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, you gotta leave me alone. 'Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Come on. Does the man run at you? Play the man thing I can't do. You lost your mind stuck in a world. Your honey's such a stupid girl.